Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And our guest today is Nicole Bach from Birth to Five of Illinois. Nicole, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Birth to Five.
Yeah, so as you just said, my name's Nicole Bach. I am the Regional Council Manager for Region 44, which covers McHenry County. In my office, I also have a Family and Community Engagement Specialist, Christine Cozy, and an Administrative Assistant, Carrie Ruddy. And we are an agency that works in every community in the state to find out why families are not able to access early childhood services. And then we tell the decision makers about the early childhood services local families say their children need to thrive.
So when you talk about what is Birth to Five Illinois, how would you explain that to folks?
Well, what we do is we're a platform for local families, early childhood experts, and community members to share what is best for their children's future. We give the information to state and local leaders to guide their future funding and policy decisions. And we also regularly bring local community members together to share this information, collaborate, and determine how to address the early childhood needs in our own neighborhoods.
So when you're doing that work and addressing those needs, how do you go about doing that? Is that with volunteers? Is that with employees? How's that work?
Yeah, so there's many different ways. When I start talking about a little bit of year one work, I'll talk about our action councils, our family councils. But we try to hit everybody in the community. Of course we can't, but we definitely try through different avenues.
When you talk about a action council or family council, what does that entail, Nicole?
So our family council is comprised of local parents and caregivers using early childhood education and care services in our area. And we did this so we could hear from people about their lived experiences. What are they seeing as a parent that uses early childhood education and care services in our region of McHenry County? And then we also have the action council. It's comprised of teachers, business people, elected officials, and other community leaders in the community, or not in the community, committed to addressing early childhood needs in their local communities. Their role is to amplify family voice and also help identify those gaps in the early childhood education and care supports and services within our region.
So when you collect all your data and you find out what's going on via that data, what are your steps after that?
Well, there are different ways we collected the data. So we use quantitative data. We use the 2020 census so we could take a closer look at demographics. We use the Illinois Early Childhood Asset Map that gave us the maps in the county of where we had child cares and where we do not. Information from the Illinois Network Child Care Resource and Referral Agency that has information on the professionals in the region that work in early childhood so that we could see the demographics of these professionals, average pay, and other items that were pertinent to our needs assessment. And then we use the qualitative data where we held twice monthly meetings with the Action Council, twice monthly meetings with our Family Council. We held focus groups, interviews, and surveys. The surveys were really helpful for those who wanted to share their voice and experience, but maybe didn't have the time to meet with us, or maybe they just wanted to remain anonymous.
So what have you basically heard from the community based on your work?
Well, we realize that we have 310,000 people living in McHenry County as of the 2020 census. Over 17,500 of them were children under the age of six, and our county is growing. Unfortunately, early childhood education and care programs and services are not able to keep up with the demand. There are nearly 12,000 children in our county under the age of six that have no access to child care, mainly because there's not enough child care, especially in certain areas of our region. But also, there's just not enough child care professionals. So even the centers that we have, they are not filling to capacity because they don't have the teachers in them to open all the classrooms. But we heard from the community. Families have said it's hard to find a child care spot, so when you do, you grab it, you keep it, whether you are happy or not. They also spoke up a lot about not knowing what services are out there to access if they feel like their child has a delay or a behavior issue. And we have many resources out there for them. They just don't know them. And then the early childhood professionals spoke out about how, you know, they're burnt out. People don't know how hard they work, how important their job is. It's not babysitting. They have low wages, little to no benefits are offered. So we definitely wanted to hear their voice, too.
So those folks you talk about that aren't aware of, you know, what you're doing and what you can do, how do they find that information as to where to go?
Good question. Well, unless they, you know, ask around or go on the internet or search, right now, they really don't know. So we are actually working on, we're in year two of our work, and we are working on developing an action plan. And one of the things we are trying to do is figure out how we can build some kind of hub for parents, one-stop shop, to just find out where they can get these services that they are asking for. And even beyond that, maybe we can even have an intake coordinator or a family ambassador that kind of helps them along in the process. So that is something that we are currently working on.
Are you finding that a lot of people have never heard of Birth to Five?
Birth to Five, Illinois.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're only in year two, so of course we're newer. And we're trying to get our name out there as best we can, working in the community, going to different outreach events that hit families, talking to the different child care professionals, going to Springfield and talking to the decision makers. I just went at the end of October and spoke with senators and the representatives of the House.
So for the parent that's out there that perhaps doesn't have access to a computer but has access to a phone, is there a number they can call?
It kind of depends what they're looking for. So as I was saying, a lot of people don't know the services that we offer, or that our county offers, I should say, because Birth to Five Illinois, we don't offer any direct services. But we do have options in advocacy in McHenry County that has different programs housed within them. They have the early intervention program. They have a home visiting program. They have an autism resource center. And we also have 4C, which is the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency, where parents can go to get child care assistance to help pay for child care. They can also get help if somebody is looking to start a child care. Early childhood professionals need trainings. They offer all of that. So we do have different resources in the county, but again, it was brought to our attention that these services, unfortunately, are kind of hidden.
And that's a tough situation for folks when they're hidden like that, to be able to mm-hmm. find where that little niche is, to be able to, you know, make that connection. You have regional teams, is that correct?
Within Birth to Five Illinois, there are 39 regions. Throughout Illinois, and then we cover McHenry County.
And when you cover McHenry County, is that a number of people that are working in that area, or is that one or two people covering it, your whole
there's,
group?
Yeah, there's three of us. So there's myself, who is the regional council manager, and then Christine, the family and community engagement specialist, and then our administrative assistant.
So when you contact somebody or somebody reaches out, is there a location they go to, or do you go to their location? How does that work?
Well, we go out in the community, and we also spread the word about our findings within the regional needs assessment. So we might contact agencies and either meet with them virtually, or maybe they want me to come speak to their employees at their office. We do have an office in McHenry. We do offer our action and family council meetings hybrid. So sometimes people will come in for those meetings. Sometimes they stay virtual. But we're more out and about in the community.
Can you tell the folks how your regional teams work? What that encompasses?
What our roles are?
Well, your regional teams, how they collect and you know, build the relationships with the community. How do they go about doing that?
Well, our family and community engagement specialist, she will be speaking with people that are hosting different events for families throughout the community, and making sure that we're a part of it so that we can be there speaking. I more contact the agencies and make sure they know about us. When Birth to Five Illinois first started, I was out and about throughout the community, stopping at the different early childhood child care centers and making sure that they knew about what we were doing. And then, of course, we keep all those contacts so that we can keep an ongoing sure. relationship with them. But we also, we need their information, too. With the Early Childhood Regional Needs Assessment, we wrote an addendum because we were out and about and telling people our findings, and we wanted to know, hey, is this what you guys are hearing? Is it what you're experiencing? Are there things that we missed? So all of that information is on our website also.
When you do your needs assessment, what are some of the primary things that you've seen and put that assessment together?
Well, we broke it up into different categories. You know, we have a whole category on family voice and what we were hearing from families, which, like I said, a lot of them spoke about how they just don't know where to get services, or there's not enough child care spots. They can't afford child care. And then we also have information on the demographics for the region to make sure that the families that we're serving, are the professionals in the field matching the same demographic?
So if I'm a parent and I say I can't afford child care, what's the next step for them? What happens?
Well, because we don't provide a direct service, we would then let them know about the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency that has the Child Care Assistance Program. So we would let them know to contact them and give them the information.
Okay. And when you do that, those folks have the opportunity to be able to contact you once again in case they have more questions?
We would try to do a soft handoff to the Resource and Referral Agency because they would take over from there. And then if that family had more questions, the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency definitely has connections throughout the community. So maybe they say, I'm also worried that my two-year-old isn't speaking yet. They'll say, okay, have you heard about Options and Advocacy that has preventative initiative programs, and trying to get them hooked up with other agencies that don't that serve the needs that they don't.
We're going to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking with Nicole Bach, Birth to Five Illinois, and she's bringing us up to date on their organization and what they do. Nicole, for the folks that are out there, because you're so new, 2 years, mm-hmm. you said, right, in age?
Yeah, we're in year two right now, of our work.
How do you really go about getting, it's got to be a task to get the word out there about Birth to Five Illinois. I mean, there's a lot that has to go into that because it's brand new. So how do you accomplish those goals?
Well, we're all over Illinois, which helps. We also have a great state team that is very active on social media. We have our own Facebook page. It's more of, yeah, just finding those connections, being involved with chambers and the different big organizations within the community.
You know, I think it's important that maybe you cover it again so people understand exactly what Birth to Five Illinois does, mm-hmm. you know, what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish, so they understand truly the nature of your organization.
Mm-hmm. Really, to break it down, is we want to make sure that every child has equitable child care, that no matter who they are, what their race is, what their religion is, who their parents are, who's raising them, they have access to child care. That is our goal. And we do that by speaking to the community, either families that have the kiddos birth to five age, agencies that work with them, and put that together and let the decision makers in Springfield know, hey, this is what McHenry County needs because the governor wants to make Illinois the best place to raise a family. Well, in order to do that, we need to work on early childhood education and care services.
So folks that are listening out there, they're going to say, okay, Nicole, how did you get involved in Birth to Five? What prompted all this?
Well, I've been in the field 25 years in the early childhood fields. And, you know, I do. People ask me all the time, why do you stay in this field? Why have you been in it for so long? And my standard answer is, you know, for the babies. Everything I do is for the babies. But really, everything that we do within Birth to Five Illinois is for everybody. It's for the littles that need that quality, safe environment. For the families that are raising them, a lot of families, they need two people working right now. Well, so they need childcare. Employers, they need people to work now more than ever. Well, those employees can't work if they don't have childcare. So everything we do is for the community.
Is there a shortage of childcare because there just aren't the people out there that are opening up childcare facilities anymore?
There's that, because you're talking about in-home care, the family child care. But even the centers we do have, they can't stay fully staffed, so they can't have all the classrooms open, or maybe they can't have the rooms at full capacity just because they don't have enough of the teachers. Again, people just don't realize how vital early childhood education and care is. The kids, definitely it helps prepare them for kindergarten. But also, again, it helps the economy so that families can work. So it goes both ways. Even people who don't have children who might think, it doesn't affect me, I have no little kids, it really does.
So if somebody wanted to go into that field and wanted to make available, a program that's available to these kids for early child care, do they have to apply for a license? What do they have to go about doing?
Yeah, they get licensed through DCFS. However, we are very fortunate that, again, our Child Care Resource and Referral Agency has someone on staff that will help them walk through the process on how to start either an in-home licensed child care or a center, and help them through all the business part of it, too. Because some people are like, I love children. I would love to start a child care, but they don't understand that they have to create a budget and write contracts and policies. And we have this resource and referral agency that will help them do that for free.
Okay, so once that happens, how do you monitor? Let's say someone has a home, mm-hmm. and they begin a child care program. How is it monitored to make sure that what they're doing is correct and children are not being abused or being mishandled, whichever it may be?
Yeah, so they would be licensed through the Department of Children and Family Services, and they would monitor them. There are some family child cares who don't get licensed and they can legally watch children. They can watch three or less children under the age of 12, including their own, and they are not monitored. However, if they do use the Child Care Assistance Program, where they're getting payment by the state for those families that qualify, then the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency does have someone that kind of goes out and visits them and, you know, does some monitoring.
Have you found that some people are doing that and aren't licensed and perhaps are trying to, run an operation like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's differences. Like I said, you can legally watch three or less children under the age of 12, including your own. But yeah, there is some, you know, programs out there in homes that are going above that ratio and are running them illegally. And if DCFS does find out, if they get reported, they do come out, they find them, they have them shut down. But, you know, that's really up to DCFS to handle.
So being a 24-month-old organization, what are your next steps? What do you see in the future here, Nicole?
Well, right now we are working on, like I said, that action plan. And one of the recommendations that we're working on is trying to figure out if our county, how we can get that hub started for parents. And we're also working on spreading the word on how vitally important early childhood education and care is. And we also recognize that kids don't just live in the classroom, and every region noted in their regional needs assessment, and remember there's 39 of us throughout Illinois, that mental health also is an issue. So we're also going to start collecting data on mental health what services are out there for the littles, birth to five, and write a little mini regional needs assessment on that. And again, everything we do goes straight to the decision makers in Springfield so that they can figure out what, you know, decisions and funding that they would send our way.
When you collect that data, what type of data would that be that you're looking for?
Again, it's the same. We're going to be getting that quantitative data, you know, finding out how many places are out there that actually service those young children. And we're also going to be talking to the community again. So we're still having our action and family council meetings. We will be having focus groups and interviews and sending surveys out to try and talk to as many people as we can. And we try to hit those different demographics. Again, some people want to remain anonymous because they're kind of in a sensitive situation. Maybe it's domestic violence or homelessness. And that's fine. We still want to hear from them.
So when you send your survey out, is that a specific mailing or is that a mass mailing?
No, it's something online, but we would then talk to different agencies and say, hey, we have this online survey if any of your clients or your employees would want to fill this out. So we don't just put it online and let anybody, because you never really know what's real, what's not. So we specifically try to target different areas.
Is there another way to reach those folks if they are not online to get that information?
You mean to give us information?
Right. Or? Like you say, they go online to give you the information, but let's say they don't have access.
Yeah, we can do one-on-one interviews, and we will definitely go to them anywhere in the county. And then we also will hold focus groups where they can sign up to maybe meet at a library or meet at our office and have, you know, a group of them so we can get their opinions as we ask questions.
And where are you folks located?
Our office is located in McHenry, right off of 120.
Okay. Is there an address you want to give for that, Nicole?
Oh, yeah. We're at 5400 West Elm Street, the Kunot Building in Suite 211.
Okay. We should give the folks that one more time, so in case they're writing it down. Okay.
Yeah, we're at 5400 West Elm Street in McHenry, Illinois, 60050, and we're at Suite 211. I also highly encourage, if you are interested, stay connected with us. We have a newsletter you can sign up for on our website. Read the Early Childhood Regional Needs Assessment. You can definitely speak with me anytime, but our website is www.birth25il.com/region44.
We should do that again, so if people are writing that down, they've got more time.
www.birth25il.com/region44.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you is that if you want more people to get involved in Birth to Five, they would contact you, Nicole?
Yeah, they can definitely contact me. We also, like I said, we have Facebook, so that will also tell you where we're at in the community. If we're going to be at an event, come visit our table. We always have free giveaways, so you can come visit us. But our newsletter also, you can sign up for. And then liking us on Facebook to get our information.
If you get involved with Birth to Five, some people out there might be retired, so I can give you a couple of days a week or maybe 2 days a week, whatever it may be. Is that something that's acceptable?
Well, really, because we don't provide a direct service, so we don't need any volunteers. What we want to hear is the information. So that's what we're asking for. We want to get information from the people in the community on what they're seeing and hearing, depending on what we're working on. Like I said, year one, we focused a lot on early childhood services. Now we're writing the action plan and we're going to be moving into mental health. And we also want them to just know how important early childhood is and spreading the word about it.
I think that's important that that people know that. And I think before we do any sign-off, what type of message would you like to give all the folks out there that are listening that you want them to be aware of, that you want to share with them, that you think is important?
I definitely want people to know that early childhood has changed so much. I know that people oftentimes think it's just babysitting, someone watching their child for them. It is so much more than that. I mean, these children are learning so much, and they're you know, 90% of their brains are filled between the ages of birth to six. So they're learning all this in these programs by these very special people that choose to do this career with these low wages and no benefits. And I just want people to know that it's, like I said, it's vitally important. And these early childhood professionals, we respect you, we respect what you do, and we are fighting for you.
Well, we want to thank Nicole Bach, Birth to Five Illinois, for being with us today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Thank you again, folks. Look forward to hearing from you and giving you more information in the future. Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.